location where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Peter, I don't know if you're aware that there are protests of Tom Druitt and some other person up the tree at Seven Dials, you know, the one they want to fell. It's been on the radio all morning. And one of them said just now in an interview on the radio, we're real Greens, not like those fake Greens they've got in the council. Give me a buzz later. Cheers.
Tree Talk. In the early months of 2013, the residents of Brighton and Hove have been trying to save a Wheatley elm tree at the Seven Dials traffic junction. This is a busy junction that's due to be improved, as they say, with a different road layout, removal of a roundabout and railings, changes to pedestrian crossings. But well, it's done, it sparked off an incredible bunch of community campaigns to save this tree, which it was revealed would have to go as part of this improvement. That had not been clear on the original plans and was suddenly discovered by residents, and two of them actually took to the tree by camping up there for several nights, and that postponed the tree's destruction. We're now going to Hove Town Hall on March 28, 2013. It's a Green Council, and you would expect them to protect a tree, I think. And we'll have a couple of short interviews with activists. And I'll also plug right now as well a film I made about this that's on YouTube. And it's called Spare That Tree. You can just search for that on YouTube or go to my channel on YouTube, which is called Cine Miniatures, and you'll find it there as one of the recent films that's been put on. It's Millie Ferguson, who's got some lovely artwork. Hi, Millie. What is that there? You've got the painting of the tree.
Oh, this is a postcard, yeah. Which was is a print from a original watercolour of the actual tree.
Oh, right, see.
And this watercolour was painted by one of the supporters uh-huh. in the area,
yeah.
And his name is Cecil Rice.
Yeah.
He's a well-known watercolourist.
Oh, yeah,
and he has donated 2,000 cards mm-hmm. for us to sell of A5 size.
Yeah.
And on the back of the card, it says, Save the beautiful Seven Dials Elm Tree.
Yeah.
And you can send them through the post or you can frame them.
And where
it's a full colour.
You've got a website on there as well.
We have got a Facebook group called yeah. Seven Dials Residents View of the Roundabout. It's very convoluted.
Oh, I thought there was one called Save Our Tree.
There is a saveourtree.org as well.
Okay. And can we get the postcards from there?
You'll probably be able to know to find out from there at the moment. I think the... I'll have to find out
okay.
because that is the website organizer,
okay.
And I'll have to talk to him.
Do you seem to go well in there? Do you be happy with your result? With
oh, we get an unanimous support of our motion,
so it's
of our petition. So, you know, what is there to not be happy about?
So next step is waiting for this other meeting, is it, in April?
Oh, there will be other steps to take. You know, the tree hasn't been saved. It's
yeah.
been saved until the 30th of April.
Okay.
But we always knew it's a one step at a time.
Yeah.
And this step was a success.
Yeah.
You know, what we wanted with the petition is for the council to recognise the tree
yeah.
and also to recognise that there is an alternative that needs to be worked on
yeah.
and all the alternatives will not include cutting the tree. As from what I heard today, everybody has voted for the plans to be reviewed and for new plans to work around the tree.
Mm-hmm. You'll be keeping a close eye if anyone turns up with a chainsaw. It's going to be well observed by
they
will the community.
Not, they will not be turning up with a chainsaw.
No.
There will not be any chance of that happening now. Not until the 30th of April. And after that, everybody will be kept informed because I think the council are not going to do it.
Okay, great. Thanks, Millie.
Thank you.
Not going there, aren't you?
Hi, that's Millie Ferguson. There's Nigel Finesse, who asked a public question a little earlier. So, Nigel, how do you feel about today? Do you think it's gone quite well?
I'm absolutely delighted. It's gone as I hoped, in fact, better than my wildest hopes, in that it was unanimous on the amendment and also the second amendment, that the matter will go back to Transport Committee was the first amendment, and the second amendment was, from the leader of the council, Jason Kitcat, was that it would be recommended that the committee reject felling the tree and look for alternative ways to satisfy the needs of the disabled and pedestrians in general. And I was delighted to see that it was cross-party agreement. Unfortunately, a little bit of yaboo, but that's to be expected.
Yes, we've just heard. But of course, it's not over, is it? We can't absolutely sit back and go, well, case closed.
No way. I just hope that those protesters are going to continue to be in the vicinity of that tree. I can't climb it, I'm disabled and elderly, but I'm perfectly happy to chain myself to the thing. If I thought there was any hint of chainsaws coming on, they can arrest me. I'm too old to care.
Well, if anyone wants to see my film, it's called Spare That Tree. It's on YouTube. Just search for that. The channel is Cine Miniatures, and that'll stay on there as a constant reminder of what should hopefully be a tree that's going to be saved and not cut down. Keeps them all, keeps it in the public eye anyway. Okay, thanks, Nigel.
Excellent, thank you.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.